This is Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Marilyn.
Judy, would you like to tell us about your first car?
Well, my first car that I sort of was part owner of was the one that I went on my honeymoon with Bill, my husband. In 1959, we got married, and he owned a 1938 Vauxhall. It was a sort of pale, faded green colour. And he'd sort of adapted it for layback seats, which meant that it had this huge ridge along the middle of your back where the backs of the front seats didn't quite align. Anyway, we drove around the southeast sleeping in this thing, and it was extremely uncomfortable. On one memorable night, we pulled up, and it was pitch dark. We pulled up just out of Millicent, and there was not a light anywhere. It was absolutely pitch dark. So we got undressed, put down the seats, and we had a blanket and some pillow, and we got into the car. And there's this sort of, I became aware that the sun was rising very early in the morning, and there was this incredible noise of people talking, and I sort of grabbed the blankets around me and looked out of the window, and there were crowds and cars going past us. It was market day in Millicent, and we were on the main road. Oh my God, what to do? We just sat there until the crowd slowly dwindled, and then sort of putting a sheet round us, we grabbed our clothes from the boot and quickly put them on and hoped that nobody saw us and drove into town. And that's when I insisted that from then on we stay in a hotel or something at night. Oh, it was very funny. So that's my memory.
So you were actually parked on a road?
On the side of the road.
On the side of the road.
It's not actually on the road itself. But it was, when we parked there, it had been absolutely black. I mean, you could not have seen your hand in front of it. Mm. One of those starless, you know, cloudy nights. There was not even moonlight. And no artificial light. No, even a pinprick of electric light in the distance. It was completely black.
That's a wonderful story, Judy. Thank you for sharing it with us today.
You're very well.